Storytime on the worst influencer I've ever met. Now, if you guys do not know who that is Alexis. I started seeing her content when she posted a video when I was involved in a little scandal with Capri and Piper. Her content about me was performing really well, so we decided to communicate about, you know, doing content together. So this is when me and the group organized a group trip together. And when that group trip happened is when we all started seeing problems with her. And I'm going to start this off with my side. Okay, I arrived to LA, so does Takis, and everybody else is still coming through. Then I go to the place that I was supposed to be staying at. So it was an apartment, but it wasn't my apartment. It was somebody's apartment that I was paying to stay there. Shortly after, Alexis arrives and she comes to my spot with her cousin. Keep in mind, I do not know her cousin. I never told her it was okay for her to bring her cousin, anything like that. Keep in mind, her cousin is from the UK, she is not an influencer, and she doesn't have any money, which is what I was told by her and her cousin. And first off, why would you come to LA with no money? That's just like the most, you know, it's okay. And this is where the first issue comes in. Alexis leaves, her cousin stays at my spot, and her cousin basically explains to me how she has no place to stay, no money, anything like that. So me being a decent human being, I'm like, okay, I mean, you could stay here, but like, still, I don't have any permission from, you know, the person that owns this apartment. So it's like, what? I might get in trouble for you, but you know, it is what it is. So her cousin, who I didn't know, ends up sleeping over. No problems after that, up until we had to pay for things. So, you know, I was paying for this spot. She wasn't paying any of it. And we were paying for Ubers, splitting them. But her cousin and Alexis wouldn't be pitching in. And we know Alexis has money, so why wouldn't she be pitching in? But that doesn't even compare to any of the things that I'm about to tell y'all. Next day rolls around, and this is when we're starting to make content and do lives together. Except, it wouldn't be on TikTok, it would be on Twitch. And when me and Alexis were off cameras, everything was cool up until we started doing that content and going on live. And when we would do that, Alexis would receive a lot of attention from these clips that people would put, you know what I'm saying, get from my lives and stuff like that. But I'll be receiving the hate, which, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't really mad because hate doesn't really affect me, but it was all a part of the plan. You know, like, it was a clout stunt. Guys, you know I'm not actually like that. All of those clips, not real. That is not how I actually am. And so with her receiving a lot of attention, this is what built up most of her fan base. And since she was doing so good on social media, as well as we were all super happy for her, and we were all happy up until she started asking everybody in our friend group how our numbers were, how our profile views were, how our, you know what I'm saying, followers, how much we're growing, da-da-da, this and that. Why are you asking us these questions if we're supposed to be friends? You're not our manager. You have nothing to do with that. Why are you asking this? You know, it's just weird. And on top of that, she would say weird things to everybody in the group by saying, I have better numbers than you, I'm more popular, I'm more famous, blah, 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 I got more views, I got da-da-da, I got this and that. She was trying to make it seem like she was joking, but we know deep down that she's serious about that shit. And so since she developed this ego that came out of nowhere, I confronted her. I confronted her in the middle of a Target because I was just not with it when she would keep on asking the same questions over and over again. I confronted her. So then I asked her, I'm like, why are you acting this way? It seems like you changed a bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, after you receive these numbers, this and that and that. And so she just goes quiet and she doesn't say a thing. And she like cries or whatever. And then her cousin goes to talk to her. And I asked her cousin afterwards. And I was like, okay, so why is she acting this way? Why is she not telling me why she's, you know what I'm saying, moving this way type shit? So her cousin ends up letting me know that she feels like she's being used. Keep in mind, she is the one that wanted to do these lives, agreed to go on Twitch, on my Twitch, by the way, which I wasn't even monetized. I wasn't making any money from it. She was the only one benefiting from this thing. So then I go up to her and I'm like, okay, your cousin told me that you feel like you're being used. So if you feel like you're being used, I don't want you being a part of any of my content, anything like that. Immediately shut it down. I don't want to do it. But then this is when things got weird. She then randomly switches up and tells me that she wants to keep on doing content with me and stuff like that. But then since I noticed the type of person that she is, you know what I'm saying, already all the negative stuff that she has brought to me, I told her, I don't want to be friends with you, but if we're going to do content, let's keep it business strictly. And then she keeps on telling me that she wants to continue being friends, this and that, and I just kept on denying it. And then she goes to the corner, talks to her cousin. She comes back to me, and then she basically says that she's going to cut the bullshit that she was on, and she wants to continue being friends and keep on doing this content. So that's what we did. And this is when stuff got really weird. This day was the Glow House party. And afterwards of the Glow House party, I had a stream planned to go to the studio with Alexis. And so at this party, she slapped Takis on his face in front of a whole bunch of people. No content, no video. This is not no funny stuff. This is straight up in public, just cause. And I had also experienced something like that with her, except it was on live, but I never told her it was okay for her to put her hands on me during live. I'ma roll the clip right now.
And is you trying to do?
And I understand that she was clip farming, but I never said this was okay before the live, so I find this completely disrespectful. And she would do these types of things to people off of live, even her cousin. Back to the Glow House event. Okay, so I was vibing around, making some content with some other female creators, and I see her, and she's moving weird, giving me these weird looks, weird stares whenever she passing by, and then a little bit later, I see her on the ground, and she's crying. So I'm like, Alexis, what's going on? What's wrong? And she ends up telling me, this kicked me out of my hotel that I'm staying in, blah, 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 da, 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 this and that. And she was just crying, and she was down. So I was like, okay, Alexis, you could just stay with me. And also keep in mind, I was already staying with Takis, and I had her cousin with me, even though she wasn't paying nothing. And so since she wasn't feeling well, I ended up skipping out on my studio session, which costed money, keep in mind. So that is just money down the drain. And we went back to my hotel, and you know what I'm saying? It was cool. Up until I started hearing the stuff that she was telling people. Alexis was telling everybody at the event that I made her cry, this and that, and it just wasn't true. You know, it was about the hotel, her not having a place to stay. But she wanted to tell everybody that, you know, how I was on live and stuff is actually how I am. And if you guys know me, that is not how I am. I'm not disrespectful. All of those clips and all of that was all fake. And so after this, way bigger problems started coming towards our way. If you guys want a part two, comment part two in the comment section.